Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number two. I am your host, Nick Landowski, and welcome to the Private Labeler Show at privatelabelershow.com. We're also available on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube, so make sure you check out one of those as well if you're more comfortable with those formats, and subscribe for all future episodes. And also, if you go to privatelabelershow.com and click the subscribe tab, to simply enter in your email address. And then anytime I have a new episode or new content to share, I'll simply notify you through your email. And also, once you're on privatelabelershow.com, scroll down and check out the tab or the link for the Facebook group, the little mastermind group that I'm starting. Make sure you click that and ask to join the Facebook group. I'm trying to build a relatively small community of like-minded individuals, of people that just want to help each other grow, build Amazon businesses together, kind of make it into sort of a mastermind group and kind of just see where it takes it or where it goes. I found that, you know, there are quite a few mastermind groups out there through Facebook and dealing with private labeling. However, some of them just get so large that it's almost impossible to get good help. So that's why I kind of wanted to start a new one up exclusively for the Private Labeler Show community. So check that out as well. And in today's episode, I wanted to create an episode for people that are kind of just getting started to sell on Amazon, you know, kind of kicking some tires at this point. And I kind of want to do an A to Z of everything you need to kind of know in a general sense to get started with your first product on Amazon. Now, I'm not going to go into super specific detail on any one particular step, and I'll probably reserve, you know, the big details of each step for future podcasts. But, you know, for anybody that's kind of new to everything or thinking about jumping in, this is definitely going to be an episode you're going to want to listen to. And, you know, my mission here with privatelabelershow.com is to help 1,000 people in 2016, help 1,000 people quit their day job that they hate and start an Amazon business and create a Amazon business that you're proud of and take it to the next level so you can enjoy your life and enjoy the freedom that you know, you could potentially have if you have a really sweet Amazon business, taking care of your income and all your needs and allow you to travel and all that kind of cool stuff. So join me on the journey. So first things first, I just kind of want to let you know that if you have not started an Amazon business yet, if you're kind of new to everything, you know, just be aware that this isn't the type of business that you kind of have one foot in, one foot out the door type of deal. Like, you need to be all in on this. That's what I have found. And it does take a little bit of money to get started. It's not a the type of business that you can do with minimal money. You know, I've learned from personal experience that, yeah, things, you know, you're going to need a little bit of capital to kind of do things, to buy inventory, and to pay for some of the tools that you need to do, or you need for your business, and, just other things that pop up. So just have that in the back of your mind that, you know, you're going to need just a little bit of capital before you really get started. How much? Well, that does kind of vary depending upon the product that you choose and how much, you're willing to kind of plunk down to get your product in front of as many eyeballs as possible with advertising and all that stuff. But just wanted to be upfront about that, that it does take money to get going on this. So first things first, you know, you probably need to start looking for products. So kind of starting off with almost step number one, product research and looking for a product to start selling on Amazon. Now, one of the things that I learned right off the bat when I first started selling on Amazon and kind of first started looking for products was that you're really going to want to make sure that you actually like your product and that you're attached to it in some way, that you have some sort of interest in it. My first product that I tried going the distance with, I didn't necessarily care about it. And it wasn't a product that I woke up every day feeling excited about selling. I didn't necessarily care about the end customer. They weren't somebody that I related to. It was just a product that I could make money with, but it wasn't keeping me motivated. So I kind of scrapped the first idea that I had and really thought about, what am I passionate about? What type of customer do I want to serve? How can I provide value to them? And, you know, 2, 3, 4 years down the road, am I still going to love this product or these products that I'm building for this brand? And that was kind of a huge step for me once I realized, you know, who I wanted to serve and, you know, what types of products could I provide them that I was excited about and that I would use myself. So take that into consideration. Now, why do I bring that up? Well, I see a lot of people in the Facebook groups or just in general that are FBA sellers, private labelers, that are kind of just selling these random products. You know, if you look at their Amazon pages, you'll see that they're selling spatulas, pet products, clothing, vitamins, just all sorts of stuff all over the board. Now, if they're making great money and they're happy doing that, that's fine. You know, more power to them. However, I'm the type of person, and you might be as well, where you want to create a real brand, a brand that you're proud of in a niche that you actually like, that down the road you would love to create, you know, maybe a website around that those products and provide content and social media and all that stuff. So you kind of want to think big picture. So that's just my take on things. Just make sure that you actually like your product and you like your niche, because if you don't, it's going to be hard for you to really continue going forward when times get tough. So that's just a little tip there for you. So the first things first, you need to start figuring out, you know, what that product might be. And yeah, you're going to probably go to Amazon and start truffling around through the categories and subcategories, kind of seeing what catches your eye. The general criteria you're going to want to make sure that you have is finding a product that is that you can sell for roughly $15 to maybe $40 in that general range. Now, obviously, it's variant, so it could go a little higher, a little lower. You want to make sure that the product is lightweight, doesn't weigh more than 2 pounds. And, you know, you want to make sure it doesn't have a ton of moving parts. You don't want it to be too complex. You don't want it easily broken and have all sorts of quality issues with it. And you want to make sure you can private label it with your own, brand logos and things like that. Now, what I just told you there, some people might laugh at that and say, no, you don't need to worry about any of that. And that might be true if you have a lot of experience private labeling and selling on Amazon or selling just in general in other markets besides Amazon. However, just when you're first getting started, those are the general criteria you want to keep it to. You know, why $15 to $40? Well, between all the fees that you're going to have to pay and the cost of the product and the shipping and all that stuff, you want to make sure that you actually have money left on the back end for profit to make this worth your time. So, you know, you really don't want to get involved in products that are like, you know, only $5 or $10 unless you can push some serious quantity out on those to the point where, you know, you can make up for that and offset it. But for your first product, just kind of stick to those criteria. Now, also too, you want to kind of take a look and see, you know, what products are you interested in and look at the top sellers for those and then read the reviews for those products and figure out what customers like about that product and what they don't like. And that's where the gold is, in my opinion. When you see just the general comments about what do you see over and over again? What do they hate about, you know, that top selling product? What do they wish it had? And figure out if you can address that and go, okay, I like that general idea of the product. However, we could make it better by doing X, Y, and Z. And, you know, just kind of keep a tally of what customers are saying, what it has to have and what, you know, they want improved on it and so on and so forth. So my first bit of advice is to start looking at, you know, different categories that interest you. And one of the tools that I use specifically is Jungle Scout. I'll put a link to it in all the notes on the page here. Jungle Scout helps save you tons of time and they're adding features to it all the time. And when I first started looking for my first product, I didn't have Jungle Scout. I was just doing it by hand and it literally took me like weeks to figure out a product. Once I got Jungle Scout, it cut the time down dramatically just because the information that I needed was just in my face constantly and at the touch of a button. So I definitely recommend just signing up for Jungle Scout. You're going to use it a ton and just get it out the way. Trust me, pick it up. Also, other free tools on there that you're going to want to consider is a website called Camel Camel Camel, and I'll put that again in the notes, and also Google Trends. So you're going to want to take a look at the products that you're interested in and figure out the trends on them, like when do they sell a lot? How often are the competitors selling them? You know, is it a seasonal product that, you know, you're only going to sell during the summer months or winter months? You know, what's the general trend of the product? Things like that to help you kind of evaluate the product and the niche that you're interested in. So that's kind of the initial product information or the research that I can kind of give you. And I could go definitely into much more detail on how to really find a good product. And I'll definitely do that in another episode. But ultimately, too, think about creating a brand, a big picture brand with your niche and your product ideas. So you don't want to just think product by product. You want to think big picture. Like if you were to do product X, would there be five other relatable products also that you could sell and create an actual business and an actual brand around that? So think big picture right off the bat. Don't get tunnel vision and just think, you know, one product at a time. Just kind of in your mind, think, where could I take this as an actual business, as a niche, you know, that I'm proud of, that I'm glad to be in, and, you know, kind of growing a total business out of it down the road. So, you know, after you kind of figure out your product ideas, you know, write a bunch down, get a spreadsheet out, start evaluating. The next thing you want to do is just look for suppliers that can either make you or figure out how to make you the exact product that you want to make. So by now, you've probably heard of sites like Alibaba, which that's the main site that the vast majority of people go to. And that's not the only site that you can use. You can also use a site called Global Sources, and I'll put that in the notes as well. It's similar to Alibaba. And you can also go to AliExpress.com, I believe it is, which is another site that you can use. And literally just start going on there, and you can just type in the search what you're looking for and see all the different suppliers that make something similar to what you want to go for. And then you got to start up the dialogue with those suppliers once you kind of find what you're interested in. Now, again, this is a whole nother episode about dealing with suppliers, how to find the right ones, and all that stuff. There's so much to know. And from my personal experience, a lot of it's just about using your gut. Like, what's your gut saying about, you know, a particular supplier? Certainly, when you type in a search, there's going to be, you know, 50 to 100 different suppliers or more that make what you want or that are willing to do it. And you can use certain, like, kind of filters on Alibaba to filter down what's going to work for you as far as like gold suppliers and on-site checks, and kind of filtering it down to find, you know, just the good suppliers to deal with. And Alibaba does that, you know, for you, and it'll show you these suppliers are kind of vetted, so on and so forth, you know, to kind of just weed out the bad ones right off the bat. And, you know, Alibaba definitely, you know, months ago or probably a little over a year ago had a lot of bad raps with people, and just, you know, kind of getting burned on there. And I'll tell you the truth that you can get burned anywhere, but I have found that Alibaba is definitely moving in the right direction as far as trying to become much more legitimate and much more full featured now than they ever were. And I feel very confident about where they're taking that site to be able to use it as a platform to find suppliers. Now, once you kind of find your supplier that you're interested in, you're going to want to start up a dialogue and a conversation with them. And that's where a lot of this kind of goes back and forth of the time it takes to, you know, talk to all these different suppliers, tell them what you're interested in, you know, asking them all the questions up front, you know, and just starting that conversation with them. And, you know, one of the things you're definitely going to want to do is get samples. Don't ever pass that step up. You always want to order samples, tell them what you're interested in, and, you know, have them create a sample for you of exactly what you're looking for with the modifications, if it needs modifications, and, you know, have them send you that sample. And guess what? That's going to cost money. You know, they're going to charge you usually about $50 on average for a general sample. And you have to think they're shipping it all the way from, in most cases, China or the other side of the world, depending upon where you are. So yeah, it's going to cost money. So don't fret about that. Like I said at the top of this show, things are going to cost money that you don't necessarily anticipate. Now, how many samples should you get? Well, I want to say at least two or three different samples from different suppliers. And you're going to want to gauge certain things like how well do they respond to you? You know, how quick did they send those samples out? What condition do those samples arrive in? And use that to kind of build a case, you know, for which supplier to ultimately go through. Now, a lot of it's going to come down to price and what type of, you know, price can they offer you per unit and all that stuff. But ultimately, I found that going with my gut sometimes is a matter of just figuring who you're comfortable with. You might spend a little bit more to go with a particular supplier if it's easier to communicate with them, if they respond back to you quicker. I like to use Skype a lot of times and just converse as best as possible that way. And a lot of times you get a feel for how quick do they respond? Do they understand you? You know, there's a language gap there, obviously. So you're going to want to, you know, think of those things and make sure you're communicating effectively. But ultimately, you're going to have to pick a supplier and get some samples. And from there, you're going to place an order. Now, depending upon how much money you have and what you're willing to do, obviously, if you, you know, start off with only 100 or 200 units, you're going to spend more per unit. But if you have the extra bankroll, you might want to, you know, start your first order up, you know, between a 500 or 1,000 or more to get your unit price down and ultimately make more money in the long run through profits. But that's something you have to figure out how you want that to work. How much money do you have to kind of invest? And sometimes people like to start off with a small quantity, you know, 100 units, 200 units, just to you know, kind of test the market. So that's something you'll have to evaluate. But you're going to want to make sure, too, that once they're done with your order, you're going to want to order an inspection right there in China if you're getting your goods produced in China. Alibaba does have inspection companies you can go through. If you've never worked with that supplier before, you're absolutely going to want to pay for the inspection. My first inspection that I paid for was a little over $100, fairly inexpensive, but well worth it. So the supplier then is going to ship the items to you or wherever you want them to ship into. My first order, I had them send it right to my house. And the reason why I did that is I wanted to actually inspect the goods myself as well. And just to see what I was dealing with that supplier, what was their quality, what could I expect going forward. And as I become more comfortable with them, I'll have them send it directly to the Amazon warehouses. But you don't have to do that. It's up to you, but that's just what I chose to do. Now, while all that's going on, it does take time to get the actual order you know, produced and sent in, and that could be a month or more depending upon how busy that supplier is. Now, what you can do during that meantime is start to get your listing set up. So you go to your Seller Central account and, you know, start creating your listing. And again, this is a whole nother episode in and itself, you know, what to do, how to do that, and we'll cover that later. But, you know, you can get all that started and get your listing kind of filled out as best as possible. And the big thing with getting your listing set up, you're going to want to make sure you have awesome pictures. I mean, your pictures have to be top notch. There's just no excuse not to invest the money into top notch pictures. And also getting your listing optimized for keywords. So those are really critical components. You could have the greatest product in the world, but if your images suck and your listing sucks because it has bad keywords or it's not a lot of keyword research, then nobody's going to notice because nobody's going to be able to find your product. So my recommendation is that you start to look at tools such as Google AdWord Planner and Merchant Words. Again, I'll put the links down below. You can, fairly self-explanatory, you're going to need to create a Google AdWords account if you don't already have one. It's free to do that. And Merchant Words is free. You can also pay for a better version of it, but I just use the free one. You know, from my experiences, I've heard that Merchant Words isn't extremely accurate, but you can use it in a general sense. So if I had a product, let's just say I was selling spatulas or, you know, grilling accessories or whatever, I would just type in those general keywords or just use those programs to put in your competitors' URLs, and you can get a list of populated keywords that you're going to want to consider for your listing to make sure your listing has a lot of those specific keywords in it so that customers can find you. So again, you know, not going to cover that into great detail. That's a whole nother episode in itself, like I said. But if you do not want to even try to get involved with keywords on your first go around or writing a killer listing on your own, my suggestion, if you have a couple extra bucks, is to pay a copywriter to write your listing for you. Now, you can go to sites like Upwork.com or just in general on Google, you know, typing it in for copywriters for Amazon listings, and you'll get all kinds of experts that specialize in writing Amazon listings. Now, I used a company called marketingwords.com, and I'll put that link as well down below. And basically what they do is they'll specialize in a lot of things, but one of those things is Amazon listings. So they sent me a questionnaire. It asked me all about my product, and they did the research. They figured out what keywords I need to use in my listing. They wrote my listing for me, and all I had to do was copy and paste it in there. Now, it's probably much, much better than what I or what you might be able to do initially in creating your listing. But yes, it did cost money to do that. However, the investment on there is going to be well worth it in the long run, because your listing is more than likely going to rank higher and convert higher. So just a little heads up on that, that this is all stuff you can do while you're waiting for your actual product. Now, where do you specifically, where do you get your pictures from? Well, you might know a photographer, you know, friends or family might already be able to do that for you. Now, Amazon's got specific rules that you need to follow on your images. And you're going to see people's listings. They all do all sorts of crazy stuff, violating the terms of service and things like that. But if you read Amazon's terms of service, you know exactly what they expect, and just follow it, so that way they're not slapping you down the road and taking your listing down for any reason or changing your pictures. But pictures are absolutely critical. You know, you can find good photographers on sites like Upwork.com or even Fiverr.com. There's a lot of amazing people on there that you can find that'll do, you know, Amazon pictures for you and do it for a reasonable price. So that's what I would check out. And just look at what kind of pictures the top sellers are in your niche are already doing, and kind of give those as examples to your photographer and say, hey, this is kind of what I'm looking to do, but here's how I want to improve upon it and make my images even better. So you definitely need great photos. Cannot emphasize that enough. So once you get your product to your house or to Amazon, you're ready to go live. You're ready to start selling, and you're going to usually want to start your product launch off with like a big launch. You're going to want to make sure that you have a plan for your launch to start getting, you know, reviews right off the bat. And usually people aren't going to buy a product unless it has at least some sort of reviews on it. And you're not going to start ranking for anything unless you start to get sales. So it's all kind of related. So these are all things you can do while you're waiting for your product. You know, get that internal launch list. Do you have any friends, family, anybody you know that would love your product, that would want to purchase it with a coupon code for a discount, for a deal? You know, you can mark your product down to $1 or $2 or $3 or whatever you want, and build up an internal launch list of people that would want it. And once that product goes live, once it hits, you know, your warehouses that Amazon designates you to send it to, you're ready to start going, and you need to create some coupon codes then for your list and start getting sales immediately. So that's definitely something that you're going to want to have done. Now, you know, you could start off with maybe 10, 20 people that are, you know, going to leave you an honest review. And it helps if they leave a video or pictures. All that stuff matters, and it helps. So kind of get that going, figure out who you know and who would help or be willing to help you out with that. Now, beyond that, you're going to want to continue on that launch and get your product in the hands of a lot of different people. Now, there are tons of different launch methods out there. If you don't already have a list, like an email list or an audience in that niche, which chances are you don't, you're going to have to build that. But if you don't have that, there are a lot of different ways to get a list or to find people to review your product. You can find different Facebook groups out there that specialize in you know, giving you honest reviews. There are sites like Thomason.com, and there are also other launch services that will kind of take that off of your plate and say, hey, we'll get this into the hands of our reviewers or people that we have that are interested in your product, and they'll leave you an honest review, and that way you can kind of not have to worry about following up with everybody's reviews, because that's kind of a pain. So if you're willing to pay somebody to kind of handle dispersing your product out there and, you know, getting it into a targeted list of people that are interested in your product, and then they leave you an honest review, if you can find somebody to do that, that's awesome. And basically, yeah, once you do that, you're going to have reviews start to flow in over the next few weeks. And then you're going to want to churn on Amazon pay-per-click. Again, that's a whole nother episode in itself, probably multiple, where you're going to want to set aside a budget or some money each and every week or month, however you want to look at it, to start to really learn and invest money into paid ads on Amazon. Now, the question is, when do you start that? Well, you could turn Amazon pay-per-click on immediately if you wanted to. Usually the rule of thumb is once you have a few reviews already on it, then it has social proof, and then you can kind of start Amazon pay-per-click. And I'm not going to get into details of how much do you spend or, you know, all that stuff. That's like I said, another episode in itself. But the question kind of is, well, how often or how long do I have to run pay-per-click? And in my opinion, you always should have pay-per-click running. It's just part of doing business. It's part of your marketing budget. So, you know, that's kind of the general launch from A to Z. Now, I did skip a lot, obviously, but just so you're kind of prepared mentally, you know, of what it takes. This is a process. And once you do your first product, you're going to constantly want to make sure that, you know, you're adjusting and working on your Amazon pay-per-click, you know, getting your reviews in, you know, making sure that your listing is optimized and constantly adjusting your listing. So making sure that you're ranking for the right keywords still. And it's like a process, basically. It's not really ever a set it and forget it. You're going to always want to make sure that you're, you know, you're upgrading your listing and essentially just taking care of your customer too. So if your customer's noticing or leaving you negative reviews on a certain aspect of the product, you know, then you can think for the next time around, hey, I can actually upgrade or update this, you know, to take care of that consumer that's complaining about this. So it's really a never ending process. And when you're doing all this, the other things I would recommend that you do is immediately start building an email list. Okay. So if you don't have an email list in this niche at all, start a day one. Okay. The biggest regret that I hear from people in, you know, marketing or internet marketing in general, doesn't really matter what it is, sales in general, is that they didn't start their email list day one and they waited down the road to start it. And they just thought, how many people did I miss by not starting at day one? So chances are you may not have any idea how to build an email list, and that's fine. You don't necessarily need to know that day one, but just know that you need to do that. And there are tools out there to help you with that. So the tools that I particularly use are aweber.com or Aweber. You can find that at aweber.com and then leadpages.net. So again, I'll put those in the links as well. Also in my resources. So check out anything that I ever mention is usually always in the resources tab on privatelabelershow.com. So I'll give you all the resources that I use. But Aweber is essentially for capturing emails and lead pages is for creating landing pages, so that people can enter in their email address and it gets captured into the Aweber system so that you can start to build that list day one. Now, how do they get on your email list? Well, the easiest thing to do really is when you have your product, you can have a info card or directions or on the packaging somewhere, basically telling that customer, hey, you know, go to such and such website. And if you do that, you can get a free gift or you can subscribe to be on our newsletter. However you want to word it, it's up to you. But you want to start that process early so that, you know, you're building that list. And when it comes time for the second or the third or the fourth product, you'll have a built-in list of people to market to. And it's going to pay off huge dividends. So again, those programs like Aweber and LeadPages, they do cost money, okay? Now, there are usually trials on that stuff, usually, you know, 7 days, 30 days, just to see if you like it. But again, I just wanted to be as transparent as possible that a lot of these tools that you kind of need in a way to run your Amazon business, some of these, you know, a lot of these tools do cost money. Some are, you know, one-time fees, some are subscriptions, you know, every month. But just kind of put that in the back of your mind that you're going to have to set aside some money in your budget for the tools to do the job, to run your business, so on and so forth. So yeah, that was kind of the general run through of starting a product and what you need to know. Now, again, I know that was you know, very fast from A to Z and didn't go into too much detail on anything specific. But if you have any questions on what I mentioned there, please just leave me a comment down below. Tell me what you'd like to know more of. And I plan on diving into each step or each part of the process in great detail in the upcoming episodes. So that about does it for today's show. And hopefully you got a little bit of value out of this. Biggest thing I can tell you, though, is to take action. So if you sit there and you spin your wheels and you try to figure out what product to do and you're back and forth on that for months, you know, that's just not doing you any good. You need to be decisive and be confident and take action. And once you start the process, just keep going, just one foot in front of the next. So there's a lot of money to be made out there, and you know, you are worth it. Your time is worth spending on building this business and getting out of that rat race. So let's get started on it. If you're on the fence, get moving. So that about does it. And if you could please subscribe to the show through my website just by clicking the subscribe links just to get on the notifications. Or if you want to subscribe through iTunes or Stitcher or go to YouTube as well, I am also there. Just subscribe there, and anytime there's a new episode, you will be notified. And again, just to follow up, join the Facebook group, and would love to have you there. So appreciate you listening here, and we'll talk to you in the next episode. All right.